Okay, the title of my sermon today is A Parable in the Mouths of Fools. So today will be about parables.
And
I'm planning to preach some sermons on specific parables.
طبق اون داستان ها و مثل ها
that are often wrongly interpreted.
که اکثرا بد برداشت میشن و ازشون درس غلط میشن.
Interpretations that are just either dumb.
معنی ها و برداشتایی که شاید احمقانه
or are actually teaching false doctrine and heresy.
شاید درسای دروغی و یا شاید کفر گفته شد.
So today's sermon is an introduction to those sermons.
امروز موعظه من پیش زمینه است برای موعظه هایی که در آینده میاد که آماده باشیم برای اونها.
We as Christians should be quick to be able to spot
سریع باید بتونیم تشخیص بدیم
when an interpretation is wrong.
که یک نفر بد برداشت کرده.
Sadly,
متاسفانه
a lot of Christians
خیلی از ایمانداران
when given false interpretations do not recognize them.
وقتی یک معنی دروغ و یک برداشت دروغ از یک آیه میشه رو درک نمی‌کنن.
Yeah, even more sadly, those false interpretations are often very easy to debunk.
خیلی راحت میشه برداشت یه نفر رو زیر سوال برد و در حقیقت
yet too many Christians are going along with these false interpretations.
اما خیلی از مسیحیان با این درس های برداشت های غلط ادامه میدن.
Read Psalm 26 verse 9.
مزمور 26 آیه 9 بخونید.
As a thorn goeth up into the hands of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools.
جان مرا با گناهکاران بد مگیر و نه حیات مرا با مردان خوبیست.
When a drunkard is drunk,
کسی که مسته,
they don't remember much.
زیاد یادش نمیمونه.
They don't notice much.
و زیاد درک نمیکنه.
It's only the next morning when they're waking up.
یا که فردا صبحش که به حضورشون میرن
they figure out they're wounded or something happened to them.
اون که مس کرده بودن چیکار کردن, زخمی شده چیکار کرده, چه بلایی سرشون
اومده. The storm has gone through their hands.
که در حقیقت این خار تو دستشون رفته و چه بلایی سرشون اومده.
That's how it is with parables in the mouths of fools.
و اون کسی هم که مثال رو در دهانش به عنوان نمیفهمه و درک نمیکنه, اون مثل براش تو دهن اون اینجوری مثل اون خاره.
Yeah, they don't understand.
درکش نمیکنه.
That they what they believe or they explain in regards to a parable.
چیزی که اعتقاد داره و ایمان داره
is a wrong interpretation.
درداشت غلطه.
Yeah, but the reality they're just twisting and misinterpreting scripture.
کلام رو بد برداشت میکنن و ازش
and of course with people explaining parables wrong there's collateral damage.
کسی که کلام و مثل رو بد برداشت میکنه و صحبت میکنه در موردش آسیب های دیگه به بقیه هم میرسه.
Because others will hear them.
چون بقیه برداشت تو رو میشنوه.
And those who are simple
و کسی که ساده است و هنوز بزرگ نیست در ایمانش.
They will fall for those false interpretations.
زمین میفته برای این درس‌های غلط.
Yeah, don't listen to fools to
explain parables to you. گوش ندین به احمق‌ها که پیام‌های خداوند و مثل‌های خداوند رو براتون باز کنه.
Yeah, the example that the Bible gives of a fool, one of them.
یکی از مثال‌هایی که کتاب مقدس در مورد
احمق‌ها
میگه, خداوند میگه اون بی خداست.
An unsafe person.
یه کسی که نجات نداره احمقه.
They're not going to interpret the parables right for you.
خیلی سریع کلام خداوند رو برات باز
می‌کنه.
فکر می‌کنن درک می‌کنه, اما درک نمی‌کنه.
Now, of course, it's not only the unbelievers who interpret the ones who call them non-Christians, also Christians.
اونها نیستن
or people who call themselves Christians.
کسایی که خودشون رو مسیحی میخونن نام مسیحی میذارن فقط نیست.
Who falsely interpret parables.
بلکه خود مسیحیان ممکنه مسائل ها رو بد برداشت کنن و بعد در موردش صحبت کنن.
And because of it they're teaching false doctrines.
به خاطر همین درس‌های دروغی وارد کلیسا میشه و خیلی چیزها گسترش پیدا
کرده. I've wanted to preach on this topic for a while.
در مورد این موضوع خیلی درخت بود, دلم می‌خواست باهاتون صحبت کنم.
But it actually was triggered by my brother.
اما برادرم بود که
talk about it today.
یه مقداری مشتاقم کرد که امروز در موردش صحبت کنم.
Because he went to a Bible study.
چون رفتن درس کتاب مقدس برادرم داشت.
With his church.
کلیسای خودشون.
Actually last week.
هفته پیش.
And every week they discuss a parable.
هر هفته یه مثال رو در مورد صحبت می‌کنن.
And the last time he had his Bible study.
درسی که تا مقدسی که داشتم با هم
The interpretation that the teacher was given
معلم معنی که از اون مثال برداشت
was just wrong.
بود کاملا غلط بود
He was basically promoting false doctrine.
در حقیقت درس غلط و اعتقاد غلط رو با یه مثل داشت به کل کلیسا.
My brother spotted that.
برادر من سریع اونو فهمید.
And he said, "Hey, this is what you're saying. This is what it implies. It's wrong."
و تو گفتی این حرفو داره میزنی مثال در صورتی که غلط کلام خداوند این درس رو به ما نمیده.
What is more shocking?
اما شوک‌آورترین چیزی که برای ما بوده.
Nobody else in the group of 50 people.
گروه 50 نفری که درس که داشتن شرکت می‌کردن، هیچ کدومشون نفهمیدن این برداشت غلط بوده.
The teacher just ignored it.
و معلمم اصلا توجه نکرد به حرف برادر من و ادامه داد به درس.
Just fumbled over and went on with his false interpretation.
برداشت غلط و درس غلطش رو ادامه داد به عقیده دادن.
I don't want you to be that ignorant.
من نمیخوام شما جزو اون 50 نفری باشین که نمیفهمید.
We shouldn't be simple in regards to the things
about. ساده نباشین در مورد کلامات خداوند. بدونین چی درسته و کدوم غلطه.
You need to directly pick these things up.
هر کسی که حرف میزنه سریع باید برداشت کنین که درسش غلطه.
If then you don't know the right interpretation, you seek for the right interpretation.
اما اگه درست رو نمیدونید جستجو کنید و معنی واقعی رو پیدا کنید.
Now, but I also want to explain to you
براتون توضیح کنم بدم و بازش کنم
is why Jesus spoke in those parables to begin with.
چرا عیسی مسیح اصلا با مثل
Because
با ما صحبت
The Bible actually explains this.
چرا اصلا مستقیم صحبت نکرد با مثل صحبت
Because
کرده؟
Jesus spoke
خود عیسی مسیح
in parables on
purpose. چرا به هدفی با مثال صحبت کرد یا مستقیم حرف و نظر؟
Now, go to Psalm 78. Read verses 1 and 2.
78 آیه 1 و 2 رو بخونید.
Give me ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them for their children, shewing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done. One to four, sorry.
یک تا چهار.
ای قوم من به شریعت من گوش بسپارید و سخنان دهانم گوش فرا دهید دهان خود را به مثل خواهم گشود و معماهای کهن را بر زبان جاری خواهم کرد آنچه را که شنیده و دانسته ایم و پدران من به ما باز گفته اند آنها را از فرزندان ایشان پنهان نخواهیم داشت بلکه کارهای ستوده خداوند را به نسل آینده باز خواهیم گفت همچنین قدرت او را
Now notice that
دقت کنی.
It says here that God speaks in parables
در مثال صحبت میکنه.
And that he will utter dark sayings.
که چیزهای تاریک رو از بین میبره.
Yeah, parables are
مثال‌ها و
مثل‌ها with dark sayings.
شاید چیزهایی باشه که غمگین کننده باشه، سیاه باشه.
Of course, when it says God speaks in dark sayings.
و میگه خداوند در تاریکی حرف میزنه.
It doesn't mean that
this is about
something evil or something.
چیز بد و بل پلیده که تاریکیه.
It's dark and as not easy to be understood.
درکش راحت نیست. یه مقدار محوه، یه مقدار قابل درک نیست.
When you read them, it's not directly obvious to us.
خیلی سریع آشکار برای همه.
What the meaning is of what is being said.
معنی واقعیش چیست و چی گفته خواهد شد.
And you notice it's often a little bit more difficult to understand a parable.
که اینجوری هست و بعضی وقتا سخت درک کردن یه مثل تا مستقیم درک
کنیم. Of course, sometimes Jesus gives the explanation directly after.
عیسی مسیح بلافاصله بعد از مثل خودش باز میکنه معنی مثل رو میگه مثال رو و بعد میگه منظورم اینه.
There will be other parables that are not that difficult to figure out what they actually mean.
شاید هم سخت نباشه برداشتشون و خیلی روشن.
There are
مثالهایی در کتاب مقدس هستن.
Are not that easy to understand.
به این راحتی نمیشه درکشون کرد.
Yeah, we need to put some work in that.
باید روشون کار کنیم، تلاش کنیم تا معنی واقعی رو توشون کشف کنیم.
And don't get me wrong, we can understand. These parables.
نمیگم نمیتونین یاد بگیرین بلکه میتونین درک کنین.
The Bible is given to us to be understood.
کتاب مقدس به همه ما داده شده که هممون بتونیم درکش کنیم.
2 Timothy 3
دوم تیموتائوس
16:17
All
scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
تمامی کتاب از الهام خداست و به جهت تعلیم، تنبیه، اصلاح، تربیت در عدالت مفید است تا مرد خدا کامل و به جهت هر عمل نیکو آراسته بشود.
Yeah. All scripture includes
همه کلام.
Also all the parables.
همه مثال ها حتی.
And The parables are also profitable for you and me.
مثال‌ها برای من و شما هم سودآور.
They can be understood and correctly interpreted.
می‌تونیم درکش کنیم و خیلی راحت باش کار کنیم.
Then it will take some work from our side.
بعضی وقتا کار می‌بره از طرف من و شما.
It will take some Bible knowledge to figure them out.
بعضی وقتا درس اطلاعاتی که تا مقدسی از ما می‌خواد تا بتونیم بازش کنیم و درکش کنیم.
Yeah, and we need to compare scripture with scripture.
با آیه مقایسه کنیم.
Go to 2 Peter 1.
دوم پتروس.
2 Peter 1, 20 and 21.
21 و 22.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of an old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
2 Peter 1, 20-21.
و این را نخست بدانی که هیچ نبوت کتاب از تفسیر خود نبی نیست، زیرا که نبوت به اراده انسان هرگز آورده نشد، بلکه مردان مقدس خدا بر روح القدس محرک گشته سخن گفتند.
Yeah, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
نبوت به اراده انسان هرگز آورده نشد.
Yeah, we do not take one scripture, one verse.
یه آیه و یه کتاب مقدس رو بر نمی‌داریم.
Out of its context.
از موضوعش درش بیاریم و ازش داستان بسازیم.
Out of its context of the Bible.
از کل کتاب مقدس و از همه مجموعه بیرون بیاریم.
Just start giving some interpretation to it.
شروع کنیم مثال‌های دیگه بزنیم استفاده کنیم.
Yeah, something that you think fits with the story.
فکر می‌کنید داستان با معنی.
Of course, in this case, fits with the parable.
یا شاید مثال‌ها رو معنی داشته باشه.
Yeah, because the problem you're going to get into.
مشکلی که دارین شما من و شما درونش.
Is we get the wildest interpretation of those parables.
ترین درس‌هایی از کتاب مقدس رو می‌رسیم بهش اگه قرار باشه اینجوری برداشت کنیم.
Some of them promote false doctrine and heresy.
اعتقادات دروغی و حتی کفر رو بهمون یاد میده به خاطر اینکه مثال درست درک نکرده طرف.
Our Bible, scripture.
کتاب مقدسمون، آیاتمون.
Came in a larger context. اومدن
به مدت زیادی برامون باز شد.
Yeah, God has given the complete word of God to us.
کلام خداوند و کلام کامل خداوند رو به همه ما داد.
Through different people.
به وسیله مردم متفاوت در
But it's one message.
اما یه پیام رو به همه ما داد.
Ultimately,
from one author. پیام داد و از یک نویسنده.
Because it was God who spoke to all these different people.
خدا بود که با همه مردم متفاوت حرف زد.
To give us His word.
خود خدا بود که کلامش رو از طریق مردم به همه ما داد. پس یه نفر بود.
And we cannot just pick a little piece out of that.
یه قسمتی از اون کتاب مقدس رو برداریم.
And start having some private interpretation. یه سری
چیز مخصوص جداتر از کتاب مقدس برای خودمون برداشت کنیم که ربطی به بقیه کتاب مقدس نداره.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't
حتی
teach
اگر
a false doctrine,
درس دروغی رو بهمون نده
yeah. There is a meaning
یه
معنی
در اون آیات وجود داره در اون مثال ها وجود داره
that is profitable to us.
باید یاد میگرفتیم و یاد نگرفتیم چون ازش گذشتیم.
Yeah. So parables are dark sayings.
امثال‌ها محو و تاریکن، کاملا روشن نیست. باید اول یه لایه رو روش برداریم تا ببینیم چی گفته شده.
But can be correctly interpreted.
ما میتونیم درست برداشتش کنیم. هر انسانی قادره که درک کنه.
و
همیشه باید از اون موضوعی که در موردش صحبت شده فقط برداشت از موضوع درش نیاریم.
Yeah. And the whole Bible.
و کل کتاب مقدس همینجوری.
Now here's something else that we need to understand.
و کتاب یه درس دیگه ای رو که هممون باید درک کنیم در مورد این موضوع
که مثلا
هیچ وقت و هیچ وقت
نباید
اعتقاد اصلی ستون ایمانمون باشه.
Yeah.
مثال ستون ایمان نمیتونه
باشه. We don't go to a parable to figure out مثال
رو باز کنیم و اعتقاد اصلی ایمانمون رو روی اون مثالی که آشکار نیست بنا کنیم.
That's not the place.
جایی نیست که ستون اصلی ایمانمون باشه.
Statements.
زمانی ستون واقعی ایمانمون مشخص میشه اون جایی که همه برای همه آشکاره و همه میدونن چی
گفته. Beware of people.
مراقب کسایی باشید.
اعتقاد
اعتقاداتی که دفاع میکنن مردم که ثابت میشه برای
هممون
که وقتی میرن و از فقط از یه مسئله استفاده میکنن.
Yeah. Now, if you have an interpretation,
اگر شما یه معنی و برداشتی از یک مثالی رو در کتاب مقدس داریم که مثالی که زده شده در کتاب مقدس و اون برداشت شما از یه آیه دیگه کتاب مقدس متضادش وجود داره که آشکاره میدونی و مطمئنی 100% برداشتت از اون مثلا غلط.
However good it may sound like to you.
چقدر برداشتت زیبا و قشنگ به نظر برسه.
Yeah, it will be wrong.
اشتباس چون جایی دیگه کتاب مقدس ضد اشتباه.
Because the Bible will never ever contradict
itself. چون کتاب مقدس هیچ وقت پشت خودش ضد و نقیض صحبت نخواهد کرد. کلام خداوند واقعیه و واقعیت خواهد داشت.
Yeah, if you find in some parable and interpretation
that
proves salvation is by
works.
It's simply wrong.
پس غلط.
Because we have so many clear visions.
چون انقدر آیای زیادی داریم که به ما نشون میده و درس میده که نجات فقط از طریق فیض و هیچ عملی باعث نجات ما نخواهد شد.
Yep. And so on.
و همچنین هر موضوع دیگه ای رو که بخوای در موردش حساب کنی.
Yeah, when your interpretation contradicts the Bible. وقتی برداشت
تو از یه مثال با کل کلام خداوند زد و نقیض باشه.
You better don't open your mouth.
اون موقع که پس دهانتو باز نکن برداشت غلطه.
Yeah, because you will become that fool that we just read about in Proverbs
26:9. در موردش خونده شد.
Now, the teacher that the Bible study was teaching, that my brother went to, he made a fool out of himself. To me, he's a fool now. Because it was a really stupid error for him to make.
Yeah,
I don't think he should be teaching Bible studies with 50 people attending.
50 نفر شاگرد داری جلوت و اینجوری کلام رو بعد برداشت میکنی بهتر زب دهانت رو باز نکنی.
Go to Proverbs 1.
امثال 1.
And read verses 1 to 6.
آیه 1 تا 6 رو بخونید.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings.
برای کسب ادب و رفتار خردمندان و پارسایی و عدل و انصاف برای هوشمندی بخشیدن به صادقان و دانش و دوراندیشی به جوانان تا حکیمان بشنوند و بر آموختهایشان بیفزایند و فهیمان هدایت یابند برای درک امثال و کنایات و سخنان حکیمان و معماهایشان.
The book of Proverbs is a book that is
کتاب امثال
giving us wisdom, teaching us wisdom.
بهمون حکمت میده.
And it basically starts out with saying, "Hey,
we
can understand God's word.
ما میتونیم کلام خدا رو درک
کنیم. We can understand these dark sayings that are mentioned.
درسای کلام خدا رو که اینجا گفته شده رو درک کنیم.
It might be unclear, cryptic.
شاید آشکار نباشه. شاید کلاً برامون باز نباشه.
But we can have understanding of them.
ما میتونیم درکشون کنیم.
And benefit from them spiritually.
ما میتونیم سود ببریم از لحاظ کتاب مقدسی در کنارش.
Like I already said. Sometimes we wonder why is Jesus speaking with parables? Why doesn't Jesus simply say what it is?
The reason
why it surprised you. And that's because the parables were given.
چون امثال و ضرب المثل ها داده شد.
So not everybody could understand them.
همه کس درکش نکرد.
They were made dark and cryptic on
purpose. یه جوری مثل زاده شده بود به هدفی که فقط یک عده بفهمند.
Yeah, we are supposed to get a correct understanding.
ما به عنوان ایماندار باید بفهمیم.
But then others are supposed to be left in the dark.
اما دشمنانمون نباید بفهمند. باید در تاریکی
ببینند. Read Luke 10.
لوقا فصل 10 رو باز کنید.
Let me show you that from the Bible.
و بذارین کتاب مقدس اینو بهتون بگم.
By giving you some scriptures on that. Luke 10:21.
21.
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight.
بلی ای پدر چون که همچنین منظور نظر تو افتاد.
That's what Jesus is rejoicing here.
عیسی مسیح شاده در این موضوع.
And he says.
و میگه.
He basically clears up God purposely hid.
خداوند مخصوصاً مخصوصاً قایم کرده.
To some who are wise and prudent.
که گذاشته برای اون حکیمان.
And of course that would be the wise and prudent of the world.
در کلام خداوند قایم کرده برای کسایی که فکر میکنن حکیمان.
That would include the religious leaders in this case.
فکر میکنن مذهبیان اون زمان همه چی میفهمن ولی یه جوری مخفی کرده که اونا نفهمن.
And many people in general.
و خیلی از مردم دنیا که فکر میکنن
باهوشن. But then God does reveal these truths to those who are described as babes.
حقیقت رو برای فرزندانش و نوزادانش بازی.
And of course Jesus is not referring to 1 year olds and 2 year olds.
یه سال و دو ساله ها رو نمیگه.
He's referring to his disciples here.
در حقیقت شاگردانی که تازه بدون ایمان آوردن میگه.
Yeah, we mean people here that are in eyes of the world, not that wise and prudent.
حکیم به نظر نیان امروز.
Yeah, people who are unlearned in the view of the world. Yeah, go to Acts 4:13.
اعمال رسولان فصل
4.
آیه 13.
Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were an unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Yeah, so the disciples are called unlearned and ignorant men.
شاگردان عیسی مسیح تحصیل نکرده خوندن.
Why were they stupid or something?
چرا احمق بودن؟
No, they were just normal people.
نه مردم عادی بودن.
Having normal common jobs.
کارهای عادی دنیا رو داشتن.
Yeah, several of them were fishermen.
بعضیاشون ماهیگیر بودن.
Yeah. And they had wisdom that the religious people were noticing. That was beyond anything they would have expected to come from them. Because they spoke with wisdom from above. Truth was revealed to them being babes. And of course we have an exception in Paul. Paul was a Pharisee, he was a learned man.
یک فریسی بود، یک انسانی بود که تحصیل کرده بود، مثلا
دانشگاه رفته بود.
اما اکثر شاگردان عیسی مسیح
بی‌سواد بودند.
اما فرقشون در کنار مسیح بودند.
فرقشون
کلام زنده خداوند آشکار شده بودند و قلبشون باز شد.
And we see this coming up over and over again in the Bible.
و بارها در کتاب مقدس می‌بینیم که تکرار میشه.
Yeah, and specifically in regards to those who believe.
زمان کسایی که ایمان دارن
and those who believe not.
کسایی که ایمان ندارن.
Yeah, the so-called wise and prudent of the world.
کسایی که حکیم کلام هستند مثلاً اسم مثلاً به اسم حکیم.
Yeah, compared to people like the disciples.
مردم شاگردان معمولی عادی و مردم عامه هستند.
Yet it is the unlearned whose eyes are opened.
عامه و درس نخوندن چشمانشون باز شده و دیدن. اونها بودن که درک کردن به جای اونی که دانشگاه رفته و مدرک
داشته.
چرا عیسی مسیح با مثل صحبت کرد؟ که من و شما این سوال رو دقیقا خود شاگرد عیسی مسیح خود عیسی مستقیم
پرسیدن.
خودشون هم براشون سوال بود چرا با مثل؟
Jesus, why do you give those parables?
مثل با ما صحبت میکنی.
And often they couldn't figure them out and they had to listen to Jesus for the explanation.
و بعضی وقتا باید به عیسی مسیح گوش میکردن.
Yeah, so they asked the question.
و این سوال رو از عیسی پرسیدن.
And of course then Jesus gives the answer.
عیسی مسیح جواب
داد. Go to Matthew chapter 13.
متا فصل 13.
Matthew chapter 13 verses 10 and 11.
آیه 10 11.
And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now notice that there are two groups being mentioned. We have the them. Yeah, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
با اونها چرا با مثلها سخن میگی؟ با اینها به مثلها چرا سخن میگی؟
Yeah, to some it's given to know the mysteries of God of heaven. To them it is not.
دانستن اسرار ملکوت آسمان به شما عطا شده اما به دیشان عطا نشده.
And then you have the you. Yeah, talking to the disciples.
شما دارین و ایشان.
Now, who's the them?
ایشان کیان؟
Go to verse 34.
آیه 34.
And of course, you probably already know it, but
خودتون جوابو yeah. میدونین. 34.
All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without in parables spake he not unto them.
صفحه 22.
همه این مطالب را عیسی به مثلها گفت و بدون مثل به ایشان هیچ نگفت.
Yeah, so Jesus spoke to the multitudes in parables.
با گروه های زیاد با مثل ها صحبت
کرد. Why? Because it was not given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
گفته نشده بود که رازهای آسمان رو بدونن.
It was given to the disciples.
به شاگردان داده شده بود.
Why?
چرا?
Read on.
ادامه بده.
Matthew 13.
متا 13
or Ephesians 12 to 15.
آیه 12 تا 15.
For whosoever had to him shall be given and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever had not, for him shall be taken away even that he had. Therefore speak I to the them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them.
از این جهت با اینها به مثل سخن میگویم که نگاه میکنند و نمیبینند و گوش میدهند و نمیشنوند و نمیفهمند و در حق ایشان نبوت اشعیا تمام میشود که میگوید که گوش خواهید شنید و نخواهید فهمید و نظر کرده خواهید نگریست و نخواهید دید زیرا سخت شده و با گوشهای سنگین میشنوند و چشمان خود را بر هم نهادهاند مبادا به چشمان ببینند و به گوش ها بشنوند و به دلها بفهمند و بازگشت کنند و من ایشان را شفا دهم.
Yeah, so why did Jesus speak in parables? Why make it cryptic? Why not make it plain? Why can one group know and the other group not know? Why is that? Now he points to a scripture in Isaiah where it says, because this people's heart is waxed gross.
به گوش خواهید شنید و نخواهید فهمید و به نظر کرده و خواهید نگریست.
These people have become dull spiritually.
از لحاظ روح مردند.
They spiritual can hear and they can't see.
از لحاظ روحی کور شدند.
Why?
و نمیبینند. چرا؟
They closed their eyes.
خودشون چش خودشونو
بست. They have rejected spiritual truth.
خودشون حقیقت خداوند رو نمیخوان.
Yeah, it has been presented to them.
اون چیزی که خدا میخواسته بهشون بده دیگه داده.
And as a result, now they do not understand.
الان اونها درک نمیکنن.
And they will not be converted and healed.
دیگه نمیبینن. دیگه نمیشنون.
Now let's read the same verse from Isaiah.
همون مثال رو در اشعیا بخونیم.
Because that's where the quote comes from. Isaiah 6 verses 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed.
Zero mat hakim ro be nadan che imtiaz ast va faqiri ro ke midanad che san nazd zindegan raftar konad che manfaat didan chesh az shahvat nafas na az shahvat nafs behtar ast in niz betalat ast dar peye bad davidan.
Bebakhshid chando mikhonid
Ashaya
chapter 6 Isaiah
6
Verses 8 or 10.
8 or 10. 6, 8 or 10.
Isaiah.
Isaiah 6, 8 or 10.
Jamaah
rukhundam. What's your reading?
Ecclesiastic instead of Isaiah. He thought he found it fast, but he found it wrong. Sorry.
Anga avay khudavand ra shenidam ke mi goft, که را بفرستم و کیست که برای ما ببرد؟ گفت لبیک مرا بفرست فرمود برو به این قوم بگو. همچنان بشنوید اما نفهمید. همچنان ببینید اما درک نکنید. دل این قوم را سخت ساز گوشهایشان را سنگین کن و چشمانشان را ببین. مبادا با چشمان خود ببینند و با گوشهای خود بشنوند و با دلهای خیش بفهمند و بازگشت کرده شفا یابند.
Now, clearly, this is what Jesus is quoting.
But
notice what this also implies what you read in Isaiah 6. Here we have God saying to Isaiah, yeah, to make the hearts of these people fat, and to make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes.
گوشاشون هم سنگین کن.
Lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears.
با چشمشون ببینن و با گوششون
بشنون. And understand with their
hearts. با قلبشون درک کنن.
Yeah. And be converted and healed.
اون موقع است که تبدیل بشن و شفا پیدا کنن.
So we see there's also a response from God's side.
می‌بینیم که یه جوابی هست از طرف خداوند نسبت به این مردم.
Jesus, why are you preaching in parables to these people?
چرا با مثال‌ها صحبت می‌کنی با مردم؟
No, answer, he does it on purpose.
عیسی میگه مخصوصاً این کارو می‌کنه.
Because these people are spiritually dull.
چون همه مردم از لحاظ روحانی یخ
زدن. They don't want the truth.
هیچ که حقیقت رو نمیخواد.
And now,
هیچ که با حقیقت کاری نداره.
As a response to that, I am preaching to them.
من الان دارم موعظه میکنم با مثال ها براشون.
So they will not be able to understand.
که نشنوند و نفهمند.
Yeah, Isaiah is told to make these people spiritually dull further.
از لحاظ حقیقت اینها رو باز کنید که بیشتر ببینید.
Because the same people had rejected.
چون همین افراد قبلن هم حقیقت خداوند رو رد کرده بودن.
Go to John.
یوحنا.
Where we have the exact same scripture quoted again.
همون آیه رو دوباره استفاده کرده.
Which will give us more insight.
درک بیشتری در مورد اون آیه
میده.
که چه اتفاقی داره میفته.
John 12.
یوحنا 12.
And read verses 34 to 37 for now.
34
and,
and
stay, stay there. The people answered him. We have heard out of the law that Christ abided forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of the light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him.
پس همه به او جواب دادند: ما از شریعت شنیدیم که مسیح تا به ابد باقی می‌ماند. پس چگونه تو می‌گویی که پسر انسان باید برافراشته شود؟ کیست این پسر انسان؟ آنگاه عیسی به ایشان گفت: اندک زمانی نور با شماست. پس مادامی که نور با شماست، راه بروید و تاریکی شما را فرو نگیرد. و کسی که در تاریکی راه می‌رود نمی‌داند به کجا می‌رود. مادامی که نور با شماست، با نور ایمان آورید تا پسران نور گردید. عیسی چون این را به گفت رفته خود را از ایشان مخفی ساخت. و با اینکه پیش روی ایشان چنین معجزات بسیار نموده بود، به روی ایمان نیاورد.
Now, Jesus is the light. Yeah? And he was shining very bright when he was walking on the earth to all the people.
Yeah?
He had been teaching yeah, the truth. He had been doing many miracles before the people.
Yeah?
Undeniable proving that he was from God. What was the response? They believed not on him.
داشتن به خود عیسی مسیح.
آیه بعدی رو
بخون.
Which is our verse.
This is
not a quote, but the next verse is the afterward is. Read verse 38.
آیه 38 رو بخون.
Which is also from the book of Isaiah.
کتاب اشعیا.
Actually, if you want to look that up later on.
اگه خواستی.
This is from Isaiah 53:1.
از اشعیا 53:1 هستش. اگه خواستیم بدونیم.
Verse 38.
آیه 38 رو بخونید از یوحنا.
In John 12.
یوحنا 12.
That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord. Who had believed our report, and on whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now the question is, who has believed our report? That to who has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now, it was to the people who had seen Jesus being the light, having revealed all this truth to them, yeah, coming with power, all these miracles being done among them, and they didn't believe. Now read verse 39. Therefore, they could not believe. Because that Isaiah said again. Yeah. Therefore, they could not believe. They had the truth revealed to them. Yeah. Yet they rejected that truth. And now, therefore, they could not believe. Why are they suddenly unable to believe.
قادر نیستن ایمان بیارن.
Read the next verses.
آیه بعدی رو
40 and 41.
آیه 40 و 41.
He had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted and I should heal them. These things that Isaiah, which he saw his glory and spake of him.
چشمان ایشان را کور کرد و دلهای ایشان را سخت ساخت تا با چشمان خود نبینند و به دلهای خود نفهمند و نگردند تا ایشان را شفا دهند. این کلام را اشعیا گفت وقتی که جلال او را دید و درباره او سخن گفت.
Now, who is it
who kissed
that blinded their eyes?
چشمانشون رو کور کرده.
Who is the he here?
کی چشمان اونا رو کور کرده؟
God.
خود خدا.
God is the one
خود
who blinded
خدا
eyes.
چشمانشون رو کور کرده.
God is the one who hardened their hearts.
خود خدا قلبشون رو سنگ کرده.
So they could not believe and be saved.
دیگه ایمان نیارن که دیگه نجات پیدا نکنن.
Why?
چرا این کارو؟
Because they had not believed the witness that God had given them.
بهشون داده شد. مشارکت شهادت خدا رو دیدن و رد کردن.
Till they reached some point that they were spiritually dull. And now God blinds their eyes and hardens their hearts further.
Yeah.
If you are here today,
I
want you to think about it. And you are not a Christian, you have not believed on Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. Yeah. You have the truth been revealed to you.
اگه حقیقت خداوند براتون آشکار شه بارها
You've been hearing spiritual truth.
حقیقت کلام رو شنیدی.
This should put a fear of God in your
heart. این باید ترسی تو قلبمون ایجاد کنه.
Because there will become a point
چون جایی میرسه که فقط شنیدنمون
انقدرش نبی pushing it off.
انقدر بشنویم و پاکش کنیم.
Oh, later I'll think about it.
و بعدها بهش فکر میکنم. بعدها در موردش تصمیم میگیرم. بعدها این کارو میکنم. آخرش به جایی میرسه که
You are hardening your heart.
انقدر مقابل خداوند سنگ بشه که نخواهی در موردش فکر کنی که اون موقع است که خدا میگه حالا من قلبت رو سنگ میکنم
and after that
بعد از اون
now you are unable to believe
بعد از اون دیگه قادر نخواهی بود که
you can't be saved
دیگه نمیتونی نجات پیدا کنی چون قلبت سنگ شده.
Yeah. Why did Jesus speak these parables?
چرا عیسی مسیح با مثال برای همه
صحبت کرد؟ He didn't want them to believe. He didn't want them to get saved.
نمیخواست نجات پیدا
کنن. No, he wants everybody to get saved.
خداوند میخواد همه نجات پیدا
کنن. That's what the Bible says.
همه ایمان بیارن. کلام خداوند میگه همه رو میخواد.
But that doesn't mean that it comes an end to that grace that God gives us.
که اون آخری برای فیض خداوند وجود نداره.
Yeah, there can come a point after you have rejected.
انقدر تو خدا رو رد کنی، انقدر خدا رو مسخره کنی.
I'm not talking for those who are in Christ. I'm talking to those who are unbelievers.
اونایی که ایمان ندارن، انقدر خدا رو رد کنن.
Yeah, that they harden their hearts.
به جایی برسه که قلبشون سنگ شه.
God will harden their.
که خداوند بیشتر قلبشون سنگ‌تر کنه.
And now the truth. cannot be understood by you anymore.
دیگه نمیتونه درک بشه براشون.
Yeah. You'll be spiritually fat.
از لحاظ روحانی اگر به اندازه کافی به غذا رسیده باشه و حاضر نباشه
Because you have been resisting the truth.
و زهی رد کرده باشی روح خدا رو
Calling God a liar.
و خدا رو دروغگو بخونی هی دروغگو بخونی و دروغگو بخونی
Now read verse 16.
آیه 16 رو بخونی
So he spoke these parables
این مثال ها رو صحبت کرد جان
And dark sayings to them on purpose.
تاریک و ناشکار کرد به خاطر یه هدفی.
Yeah, so they couldn't understand it.
که درکشون نکرد.
But to his disciples he spoke clearly.
اما برای شاگردانش
read for 16 and 17.
آیه 16 و 17.
But blessed are your eyes, yeah, the disciples, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them.
یوحنا 12 16 و 18 16 و 17
و شاگردانش در ابتدا
جان 12
جان 12 yeah
خودش
Matthew 13
ببخشید متا 13
sorry Matthew 13 Matthew 13 I should have written above Matthew 13
متا 13 16 و 17 ببخشید
اما خوشا به حال اما خوشا به حال چشمان شما زیرا که میبینید و گوشهای شما زیرا که میشنوند. زیرا هر آینه به شما میگویم بسیاری انبیا و عادلان خواستند که آنچه شما میبینید ببینید و ندیدید و آنچه میشنوید بشنوند و نشنوید.
Correct. Yeah. So blessed are your eyes and your ears.
Now,
why specifically? Now, of course, he's speaking to his disciples who literally had Jesus with him.
Yeah,
they were listening to him. They were seeing the things he was doing.
But then
also, blessed are the eyes and ears of us. We've heard the truth. Yeah? For we do see and we do hear. Yeah? We can understand those parables, those dark sayings, and benefit from them. Because they're meant for us to be understood. Now, go back to verse 12 for a moment, in Matthew 13. And look what it says there. For whosoever had, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever had not, from him shall be taken away even that he had. Notice that the group that is not able to understand. That it says that the light that they have been given shall be taken away from them. Yeah, this is what it means when the Bible talks about that people's hearts are darkened. Go to Romans 1. Romans 1 and read verses 18 to 22. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shewed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
زیرا که چیزهای نادیده او یعنی قدرت سرمدی و اولویتش از آفرینش عالم به وسیله کارهای او فهمیده و دیده می شوند تا ایشان را عذری نباشد. زیرا هرچند خدا را شناختند ولی او را چون خدا تمجید و سپاسگزاری نکردند بلکه در افکار خود باطل گردیده دل بیفهم ایشان تاریک گشت ادعای حکمت می کردند و احمق گردیدند.
Their foolish hearts were darkened.
قلب احمقانه اونها تاریک
شد. Became incapable to discern spiritual truth.
دیگه قادر نبودن حقیقت‌های روحانی رو درک کنند.
Yeah, in their hands parables.
در دستای اونها مثل‌های خداوند.
Yeah, become the tools to spread false doctrine in their hands.
وسیله شد که درس‌های دروغی و حقیقت‌ها و برداشت‌های غلط رو برسونن.
I hope you get a better understanding.
امیدوارم درک روشنی
why Jesus spoke in parables.
چرا خداوند با مثل و مثال.
He spoke to people that were spiritual dull.
با کسایی صحبت کرد که از لحاظ روحانی بی‌خیال بودن. اصلا برایشون مهم نبود.
That could not believe anymore
because
God had already hardened their hearts. In Matthew 5:6 it says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Okay, just translate then. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs.
Yeah,
neither cast your pearls before swine.
مرواریداتون رو جلوی خوک ها نیندازید.
Lest they trample them under their feet.
که اونها میافتن زیر پای خوک ها و نابود میشن.
And turn again and rend you.
و میرن از بر ضدتون خلافتون میجنگن. به جای اینکه پیش شاد باشن.
Don't give what is holy. Don't
چیزی که مقدسه.
Give
چیزی که
مورد
حقیقت خداونده.
Spiritual things.
به چیزایی که کسی درکش نمیکنه.
To those who have no interest in.
کسی که براش اهمیت نداره ندید.
To those who have been rejecting that truth.
مهم نیست. قلبشون سنگ ندید.
Because there's no point.
چون نکته دلیلی وجود نداره.
Because they cannot believe anymore.
دیگه نمیتونه ایمان
بیاره. The only thing that can happen is they will turn against you.
بر ضد شما میسته. بر ضد شما میجنگه. بر ضد شما کار میکنه.
Of course. When in doubt.
وقتی شما شک دارید.
Always preach the gospel to people.
همیشه انجیل عیسی مسیح رو اول موعظه کنید برای
همه. Yeah, but you need to understand that there is a group of people.
یه گروهی تو دنیا هستن.
That have crossed the line with God.
دیگه اون خط از خدا گذشتن.
That cannot be reached anymore.
دیگه اون فرد نجات پیدا نمیتونه بکنه.
And I'm not going to go into that. نمیخوام
جزئیات بیشتری رو
بگم. One of those signs.
اما یکی از اون نشونه‌های اون طرف.
People are like that.
کسی که به اون سیاهی قلبش.
Which makes it visible for us to see.
که من و شما بتونیم ببینیم که اون از خدا زده است.
Is when they lust for their own gender.
که شهوتی دارن در مورد جنسیت خودشون.
Yeah, that's your sodomites.
در
حقیقت سودومی ها. Yeah, sodomites, it's a sign.
یه نشونه است که نشون میده اون
فرد. They burn with lust for each other.
شهوتی که برای خودشون دارن میسوزن.
That they have crossed this line.
که از اون خط مرز خدا گذشتن و خدا اونها رو به دست شیطان سپرد.
That is a result for God giving them over to these things.
که خداوند اونها رو ول کرده دیگه.
Yeah, so knowing that parables were meant to be cryptic and unclear.
برای اینکه مسئله‌ها شاید رمزآور باشه و آشکار نباشه
then
برای
همه.
می‌دونیم که وقتی بخونیمشون
they're not always easy to be understood.
همیشه راحت نیست درکشون.
And they're purposely made hard.
اما مخصوصاً خداوند اونا رو
سخت
کرده.
Not impossible to be understood.
اما غیر ممکن نکرده که من و شما درک کنیم.
I want to close by just giving you one example.
یه مثالی رو بزنم برای شما.
Of a wrong interpretation.
درس اشتباهی رو.
Yeah, to give you an idea how that works and then
Go
to Matthew 25. And this is the parable about the talents.
در مورد مثل اون
The parable of the talents. Read Matthew 25 verses 14 till 13.
تا 14 تا 15.
And today I will not explain everything about this parable.
امروز در مورد مثال براتون باز نمی‌کنم.
Yeah.
وقت نداریم.
We just brush it over.
خیلی سریع عروش
می‌کنم. I just want you to see.
اما می‌خوام ببینین تا هفته آینده.
How wrong interpretations.
چجوری برداشت غلط
یه نفر. Actually teach heresy.
چه درس دروغی رو می‌تونه از این مسئله بگیره.
14 till 30.
متا فصل 25:14
For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1, when he went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money, after a long time the Lord of those servants commanded and reckoned with them. And so that he had received, so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there hast thou... that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I had not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that had not had shall be taken away even that which he had. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Zero دو و سومی را یک داد. هر یک را به حسب قابلیتش بیدرنگ عازم سفر شد. پس آن که 5 قنطار یافته بود، رفته و با آنها تجارت نموده 5 قنطار دیگر سود کرد و همچنین صاحب 2 قنطار نیز 2 قنطار دیگر سود گرفت. اما آن که 1 قنطار گرفته بود، رفته زمین کرد و نقد ارباب خود را پنهان نمود. و بعد از مدت مدیدی ارباب آن غلامان آمده از ایشان حساب خواست. پس آن که 5 قنطار یافته بود، پیش آمده 5 قنطار را دیگر آورده گفت: ارباب، 5 قنطار به من سپردی، اینک 5 قنطار دیگر سود کردم. ارباب رو به وی گفت: آفرین ای غلام نیک و امین، بر چیزهای اندک امین بودی، تو را بر چیزهای بسیار خواهم گماشت. به شادی ارباب خود راضی شد و صاحب دو قنطار نیز آمده گفت: ای ارباب، 2 قنطار تسلیم من نمودی، اینک 2 قنطار دیگر سود یافتم. اربابش به وی گفت: آفرین ای غلام نیک و امین، بر چیزهای کم امین بودی، تو را به چیزهای بسیار میگمارم. در خوشی ارباب خود داخل شد. پس آن که 1 قنطار گرفته بود، پیش آمده گفت: ای ارباب، چون تو را میشناختم که مرد درشت خویی میباشی، از جایی که نکاشته ای میدروی و از جایی که نپاشیده ای جمع میکنی، پس ترسان شده رفتم و قنطار تو را زیر زمین پنهان کردم، اینک مال تو موجود است. اربابش در جواب وی گفت: ای غلام شریر بیکاره، میدانستی که از جایی که نکاشته ام میدروم و از مکانی که نپاشیده ام جمع میکنم، از همین جهت تو میبایستی نقد مرا به سربافان بدهی تا وقتی که بیایم مال خود را با سود بیابم. بنابراین آن قنطار را از او گرفته به صاحب 10 قنطار بدهید، زیرا به هر که دارد داده می شود و افزونی یابد، و از آن که ندارد آنچه دارد نیز گرفته می شود. و آن غلام بینام در تاریکی بیرونی اندازی، جایی که گدیه و برهم فشردن دندان خواهد بود. آمین.
Now, who knows what the common interpretation of this parable is? Anybody? What's a common interpretation of this? Yeah? Is it
everybody who tries the best and can get more?
Yeah, it's something like, oh, you've been given talents. And they will normally refer to all your gifts and things you're capable of.
And
you are to put them to good use for God's kingdom.
Yeah,
God wants us to be good servants. Yeah, is that not a common interpretation of this parable? Now, it sounds nice. And of course, indeed, we are supposed to use our lives to serve God. What is the issue with that interpretation?
اما معنی این برداشت چیه؟ غلطه. چرا غلطه؟
Does anybody see it?
می‌بینیش چرا؟
Yeah.
چون که اون چیزی که خداوند به ما به ودیعه امانت داده، when God given us,
we have to take care of it good. We are not the fruit of the God that is in us. If we don't use that, we're going to take it away. And the one that sees that will give it back to them more.
Let me show you what the problem is with this interpretation. Yeah, we have 3 different servants being named. And the issue is that interpretation I've just gave you is actually teaching false doctrine.
و اون دلیلش اینه که چرا این درسمون غلطه.
What happens with the third servant?
سومی شاگرد چی میشه؟
He doesn't do anything with what has been given, his talents, ability. What is his end?
Takes it away.
Yeah, but even worse than that. He gets thrown into outer darkness where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You already noticed the problem? Not yet? Okay, here is the reasoning. In order
تو مثال این که
yeah, this is the wrong, of course wrong, but in order for me to go to heaven,
به خاطر این که من بخوام به بهشت برم,
we need to be actively serving God.
ادامه بدم به خدمت کردن.
Do something with your life.
هر روزه باید تو زندگی میکاری بکنم.
Make something of your talents.
نجاتم را از دست میدم. باید با هدایام میکاری بکنم. باید با اون میوه هم درست استفاده کنم که وارد بهشت بشم.
What's the problem?
مشکلش.
That's heresy.
این دروغه.
That's not the gospel.
کلام خداوند فقط میگه از طریق فیضه که ما
adding works to salvation and it contradicts all those scriptures that say that salvation is by faith alone. Yeah, you see how something that even sounds nice can get you in a lot of trouble because you're interpreting it wrong.
Yeah?
That's why it's important that we look at parables in this whole context.
رو باید طبق اون چیزی که می‌بینیم مسائل رو بازش کنیم، آیه رو با آیه مقایسه کنیم.
Now this will definitely be one of the parables we'll be looking at.
یکی از مثالایی که براتون باز خواهم کرد بیشتر جستجو
خواهم کرد. I don't have time to go into that today.
امروز وقت ندارم که بهتون نشون بدم که معنی واقعی این مثال چیه.
But I just want to give you an example.
اما یه مثال خواستم بهتون بزنم که خیلی راحت با یه مثال می‌تونی.
We need to be careful.
باید مراقب باشیم.
How we interpret parables.
که چه جوری ازش برداشت کنیم.
Yeah, and there are many wrong interpretations of parables.
خیلی برداشت های غلط توی کل ایماندارا هستن.
How did you prove this wrong?
چجوری میتونی ثابت کنی که برداشت اینا
غلطه؟ By going to other scriptures.
آیات دیگر رو جلوشون بذار.
Yeah, sure, what must I do to be saved?
آقا من چیکار باید بکنم؟
Believe on Lord Jesus Christ and I shall be saved in the house.
ایمان به خداوندمون خداوند عیسی مسیح و کل خانوادت تو نجات خواهد.
Yeah, for God's love.
چون خدا انقدر جهان رو محبت نمود یگانه فرزندش رو داد که هر آن که ایمان آورد
هلاک
نگردد بلکه زندگی جاوید
یابد. Current tense, everlasting life.
زندگی جاوید.
Right there and then.
زندگی جاوید دارد. الان دارد. نخواهد یافت بلکه دارد.
Who serve believe.
هر که ایمان بیاورد.
Yeah. That's how you actually figure out if an interpretation is wrong or right.
مسئله‌مون چه جاهایش ایراد داره برداشتمون. چه مشکلی وجود داره.
Over the coming months.
توی ماه‌های آینده.
Not every Sunday, but
هر یک شنبه ولی هر از یک شنبه می‌خوام برای توی مسئله.
I'll pick some parables that are often misunderstood.
چند تا مثال‌هایی رو که اشتباه در اون جامعه مسیحی جا افتاده.
We'll look at false interpretations.
می‌خوام ببینم که اعتقاد غلط مسئله‌ها چی بوده و درستش چیست.
And then with using the Bible, we actually get the right interpretations.
Yeah,
so we understand them and actually have profit of them. So we learn their lessons.
Amen.
Amen.
So the next one is...